Postmedia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. We've got a lot to get to today on this Thursday. Let's start with the weather, Dan. I was happy to hear the humidity was going to break. So thick yesterday.
Yeah, like it wasn't heat wave, tropical.
No, it was
bad.
Uncomfortable in the afternoon,
it
I thought.
It did get uncomfortable. Yeah. And we did have some fierce thunderstorms around during the day. And then last night, a thunderstorm actually woke me up.
Really? I got nothing.
It was very isolated. Yeah. But 10, 11 o'clock, we had a couple of storms that rolled through with the cold front.
So let's skip right to the weekend.
Let's do.
Saturday, cool down, meaning rainy, meaning no. 70s. What do you?
It is a mini cool down. Saturday right. is like the one bump in the road here. First of all, this is a very dry forecast. The only chance of rain we're looking at are like sprinkles. There could be sprinkle this afternoon. There could be a few more sprinkles. What is this? Late Friday night into early Saturday morning. It's not going to get in your way. It's just, you know, I have to mention it or somebody's going to call me out and right. call me an idiot right. if I don't right. mention it.
You'll hear it.
In general, highs are going to be in the 70s. And, you know, that's right where we should be this time of year. Yeah. I love highs in the 70s.
Yeah.
Humidity levels nice and manageable and low here. The one exception is Saturday, where we scale back to the 60s. Then it's going to feel a little April-ish. It's still going to be a nice day.
Okay.
It's just 60s are a little cool for beach and pool weather.
Yeah.
And especially by Sunday morning. I mean, Sunday morning, we're going to be in the 40s.
Wow. 40s, no kidding.
Yeah, 40s is jacket weather. Yeah, so,
no doubt.
So, you know, that's like the one bump in the road of this forecast.
Expecting to be back to summer next week?
Eventually.
Okay.
Yep. Again, mainly in the 70s, at least for the first half of the week. I could see us hitting 80 again by like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It kind of depends if a storm system comes along and brings us rain or a reinforcing shot of cool air. I don't want to go too deep into the forecast here because there's a couple different, you know, scenarios in play.
Generally speaking, though, May into June, kind of calm.
I love this time of year.
Yeah.
If you right? asked me my favorite month of the year weather-wise, yeah. I mean, June is pretty far up there. I mean, June's my birthday month.
Two of my
kids have their birthdays in June. Yeah. You know, the end of the school year,
yeah,
the start
yeah.
of summer. Something magical about June.
Yeah, I love June, but it should be relatively calm.
Right.
That's the expectation.
Exactly. You know, hurricane season has not started to rear its ugly head yet. Yeah. That officially starts on Monday, by the way, June 1st. So, you know, calm weather. Unfortunately, we do still have 50% of New Jersey in severe drought at this point.
Yeah.
So we'd like it to rain again eventually. But at the moment, there is none of that in the forecast. At the moment, we can enjoy some beautiful Goldilocks weather for a couple of days. Not too hot, not too cold. Just perfection, especially today and tomorrow. I love it.
Awesome. Thank you, Dan.
You got it.
Boy, Eric, I love a good forecast like that, right?
Yeah, I was just saying to Sandra, it's National Hamburger Day, so it's time to grill out and eat on the deck tonight.
So I'm very excited that it's Hamburger Day, although I hate these days typically. We're ordering our ground beef. We're changing it. We're going 70-30. I have been reading about the fat content for burgers. And it turns out a lot of your high-end restaurants, when they're certain, you're wondering, like, why is it so good? It's the fat. So I'm very excited. It'll be our first. We're ordering from the Amish market. And hopefully I'll have it. They've got to mix it a certain way. And so I've got clear instructions from Charlie the Butcher. He said 70-30 and have them only grind it once.
Yes. So, right, because you don't want it pasty. You want it to hold together, but you don't want it to be, you know, solid inside.
So we're going to make Hamburger Day Sunday.
Okay.
And then I will report back on Monday how the heavier content. I think it's going to be delicious. I'm thinking it could be for meatballs. I mean, everything. I just, fat is where it's at. I love it. So I did not realize it was Burger Day. But don't ruin it at a fast food place. Like, go to a nice, right?
No.
That's not a hamburger.
I do the organic grass-fed finished 80-20 beef, but I add pork into it, and that adds additional fat into my meat mixture. Even if I'm doing hamburgers on the grill, now I mean I'll do veal and pork and beef if I'm doing meatballs, but for my burgers on the grill, I always add in a little pork.
Just to make it a little fattier.
Yeah, to make it a little fattier.
So this is a tiki bar day for you then?
It most definitely is. I have not actually looked at my schedule. I am hoping that maybe I'm done by 12:30, 1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
And, you know, the
late. I'm wondering what fat content they have at the Delaney Hall Burgers. Are they getting what's the fat content in gruel? Is that a
70-30?
Is that an 80-20? Yeah. What are they getting? What, actually, I think it was it. I mean, am I making light of it? Absolutely, yes, I am. I think it is such a ridiculous joke. Andy Kim is making a charade out of this, and the governor is just, you know, they're all looking for sound bites. I thought what Mark Wayne Mullen said was fantastic. He's like, look. You don't like it, you can leave.
Yeah, you can self-deport.
Yes. Just say, I would like to leave. You can get that. What do they give in soccer when you're whining and crying and you're done
playing? Is that a red
playing?
Card?
A red card.
Red card.
That's it. Hand up. I want to leave. I don't know. I also found interesting in the news this morning that with the Knicks going to the championship, all of a sudden, was it NJ Transit that said that World Cup is the priority?
Yeah,
that's, you know, ridiculous.
It's like, who's getting screwed next by New Jersey Transit and the World Cup? Now, I mean, I'm not a huge basketball fan. I'm going to root for the Knicks. My niece growing up was a huge Knicks fan, and I can remember taking her to games at the Garden when they were terrible. But now here you are, first time since what, 1998?
Yeah,
that they've been in the NBA
Finals. Almost 30 years.
They play at the Garden. They play at Madison Square Garden. Game 6 would be huge if it gets to that point. And New Jersey Transit's like, you're on
your own. Sorry. Good luck. Got to take path. All right. So are you a Knicks fan? And do you agree with me? Like, I have to tell you, the more we get closer on this, I think that New Jersey should have turned down the World Cup. There is nothing good coming out of this. It is an embarrassment. Wait until the first complaints come of the people that come in from overseas and they're stuck because they can't get a train and it's 1 o'clock in the morning and they've got their kids with them. That will be the report. I can't wait to report on that. And, you know, I'll tell you something, guys. I think the fact that they're screwing the Knicks fans is ridiculous. Are you a basketball fan? Are you planning to go to any of the Knicks games at Madison Square Garden? And do you think it's really unfair that New Jersey and New Jersey Transit are catering only to World Cup FIFA fans? 1-800-283-101.5, 617, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
Sarah. 6:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 283-101.5. The wind blows, huh, Dan? The wind blows.
Like that joke, right?
Must be early. I love a good dad joke. I think that's,
you know how many hundreds of times I've made that joke in my 20-year career? I graduated from college 20 years ago today.
Wow. Congratulations.
So 20 years as a professional meteorologist as of today.
And how many times have you made that joke?
20, at least.
At least 20. Is it a once a year thing?
Once a year. Yep.
That's how you celebrate?
Then it becomes
the wind
cliche.
Blows.
Yes.
So is that a meteorologist joke, or is that, it's not really a dad joke, it's like a combination?
Listen, there's a lot of overlap between dad jokes and corny meteorologist jokes.
I believe
there's
that.
A lot of, and my kids hate them all.
I'll bet they
every
do.
Every single one of them.
Oh, I can see them rolling their eyes. Jill, can you just picture it? The big eye roll across the Zaro dinner table.
And I'm sure you can picture it. You know all about embarrassing children.
Oh, are you kidding? Yeah. I haven't been embarrassing my kids for going on, 28 years now. So
I'm in the club. I get it. Yeah.
It's what we do.
It's what we do.
It's funny. They're always dad jokes, though, not mom jokes.
Yeah. How about that?
Because I think dads are the far more embarrassing of the two parents.
And moms get joked
right?
on. Moms get made fun of.
You think? Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
I've reached a certain age where my kids now.
Oh, your kids make fun of you.
Right in front of me. Right in front of me. Like I'm the old lady that can't hear them or something.
My my kids just make side comments. Like, I can never find my glasses. And Elizabeth has threatened now. Two Christmases in a row. She's like, Dad, I'm buying you a granny chain.
A granny
chain. Like, I'm buying you the chain. And here's the problem. You know you're getting older. When I'm like,
Not a bad idea.
I don't know. It's not such a terrible idea.
Next thing you know, there he is on Instagram buying
That's
six.
It.
A pack of six.
Actually, it's funny. We were going to talk about this. Dan, you're not there yet. Jill, you and I are. With the kids coming back home, the potential of that. And, because there are parents out there. I encounter them where they charge their kids rent for moving back home.
I was out with the girls last night.
Did it come
me,
up?
Me, Linda, Michelle, Denise all discussed art because we all have one at home.
Really?
And one to two, actually.
Really?
And that, you know.
What is the one to two? Is it like a plus?
Well, the one friend has two at
home. Some
yeah.
comes home. they come home once in a while when it's convenient.
Exactly. But the oldest
But like,
one,
I'm not talking about visiting home to do laundry.
No.
Talking about, I'm moving back home.
Full-time.
And she's
mm-hmm.
going to charge him rent. And I said, that's great. Now, my theory was with my younger one, my 20-year-old, to start charging him rent, but I'm going to keep the money. I told my financial guy, I want to make an account where this amount that
like
I'm taking
savings
from him.
Yeah.
I think is a great
secretly
idea.
Secretly sock it away and then, I'm going to miss you so much. Here's a little something to help you.
Right, think about it.
As you move out.
You know, because he's working.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you calculate the rent? If you're doing market value, the kid's not going to be able to afford it.
Right.
Right? Yeah. That's the thing. It's more about just, will they learn the responsibility?
Building the habit.
It's not a terrible idea. I think part of the problem is that most of these kids are not coming home because they're irresponsible. They're coming home because they cannot afford to get a house. I mean, it's a huge crisis in this state. And here we are. Throwing affordable housing out in every community, yet our kids can barely afford the rent. And I've said this. Mm-hmm. My kids did not come home after school. They never came back. You know, Michael's launched in California and Elizabeth's been in London for 11 years now.
Yeah.
And but even the conversation about coming back to America, Jersey's not on the list for the kids. So like it's just too expensive. There are so many other options around this country. So question for you, if your kids moved back home, and is it putting a strain on your relationship, or is it like, hey, we're happy to have them back? And then what do you think is fair? Should they be paying part of the household expenses? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 627 is the time. Eric Scott with the news now. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. I want to talk about New Jersey Transit for a minute. I've been on all sides of this. Now, as you know, full disclosure, I mean, I think Chris Calori is doing a great job. We're friends. Bob Williams, I appreciate your note. I have said this of Chris. I think he's doing the best job he can, given the mandates from this governor and the and what they inherited. Let's not forget, this whole FIFA nightmare is Tammy and Phil Murphy, because of their love of soccer, they just wanted to check a box to say that they're the ones that brought FIFA to New Jersey. They did that, but it came with a price tag of at least $50 million that we're going to have to be stuck with.
Right.
Calori, for his part, said, look, we're going to jack the prices up. If you're going to a game, you got to pay a VIG, so it's another $100. I get that. They lowered it from $150 because of the corporate sponsorship. Might even get as low as $95 or something like that. Fine. But here's what I want to understand, Bob. You're a transportation expert. why I can't use Penn Station unless I'm going to the soccer game. So the Knicks are in the playoffs. They're in the championship. Tell me about that.
You guys are talking about that. I mean, everybody needs to circle Tuesday, June 16th. That is a potential game six home game for the Knicks. And basically, New Jersey Transit on game days, it's exclusive to those going to the soccer match. My head is spinning here. I'm trying to sort through how I'm going to say this on the air. It is just so confusing and so inconvenient to all the people that use New Jersey Transit every day. Tuesday, you're going to have to figure out some other way. I mean, talk to your boss. Maybe you can take a day off or something, work from home. The long and short of it is that New Jersey Transit, 4 hours before game day, all service is going to be exclusive, basically going to the stadium. All trains coming from the south up to New York going to be terminated at Newark Penn Station, if you can believe it. And then you've got to connect with a PATH train to get into New York City. So that is going to be 4 hours before the matches. And then post-match, which is probably about 3 hours after the game, for 3 hours, you're going to have to do the same thing. They're going to be exclusive with the outbound volume. So
all your commuters get screwed. So I've got a pass. If I'm buying a monthly and I'm heading up from Monmouth County and I head into New York Penn Station for my normal commute to pick up the subway, you know, to head to Midtown whether Upper East Side up or wherever I'm going.
Right.
I now have to get off in Newark.
Exactly.
And take and get another train.
Right. And so like I said, there are four weekday matches scheduled. Tuesday, June 16th, Monday, the 22nd of June, Friday, the 25th, and Tuesday, June 30th. The other ones are on weekends. But again, those are the 4 days that you got to circle on your calendars. I'm looking at this website that they've provided, and everyone needs to go to this, njworldcup.com. Your head will be spinning, too, because it is pages and pages of just specific information that's going to affect you. We just don't have time to get into it during the time that we have.
Wait, Bob, I want to add a little funny aside. So I just went to njworldcup.com.
Yes.
And I have a message from Town Square. Forbidden. You don't have permission to access this resource.
Really? Wow.
So I'm going to ask producer Thomas to see if there's a workaround. So perhaps the firewall, it's njworldcup.com. He's just asking me what the... Mm-hmm. So that is forbidden by our Town Square firewall. But, you know, keeping us safe. So maybe it's on purpose. Maybe I'm the only one who's blocked because producer Thomas is able to pull it up. Bob, I think it's me. They know my head will explode.
They flagged you, Spadia.
Right. I've been flagged. All right. He's coming in. Producer Thomas is trying to talk to me through the glass without a microphone. All right. Producer Thomas, can you explain what's going on here? Oh, it's forbidden for him, too. So, Thomas, what does that tell you?
That tells me that this is a forbidden website, I guess.
So, Bob, where are you sending us?
I'm. Let me make sure I got it right here.
Let's make sure it's a safe for work site.
I'm sorry, guys. Everybody. I missed the T in there. NJT.
Oh, that's it. NJT.
My apologies to all the listeners. I missed the T in there. NJT. worldcup.com.
And here we are.
Ding, ding, ding.
Your ride to the world's game. Oh, wow. I'm going to go down a rabbit hole on this one. So the bottom line is, Bob, that if I'm going to the Knicks game and I'm taking my kids and it's on the 16th, and it's game six, which presumably means they could either be one away from elimination or winning it all.
Yes.
And it's an 8:30 game. I am stuck. I am not taking the train through Penn Station because I cannot get in.
You're definitely not going to get there without a problem because the matches, I believe, they all start around 3 in the afternoon.
Think about that, Bob. The game itself is at Madison Square Garden, which is where?
Yes.
In Penn Station.
Midtown, Manhattan, 34th Street.
Right, at Penn Station.
At Penn Station, of course.
So the actual championship game will be at the station that I can't go to.
Yes.
Okay, and there we go.
I guess they figure Path, but how much capacity does Path have?
Well, not only the capacity, but the inconvenience. You know, you could end up with a 90-degree day, and you've got, you know, and if you're going with a group, you got to keep the group together. If you've traveled, there are people that will travel for the championship basketball game as well. Think yes. about that wake-up call when you decide to stay on the Jersey side, thinking, oh, I'll just take the train in. And yep. and you got to deal with that. That's a shame. Well, anyway, do you expect anything to change over this? I mean, I know you'll be reporting on it, but...
No, I'm just going to tell everybody to go to that correct website now, njtworldcup.com, and just pour over your specific needs for those days. And again, those weekdays that we mentioned, the 16th, these are all in June, the 16th, the 22nd, the 25th, and the 30th, you got to circle those on your calendar because those are going to be pretty much off limits if all you're right. using New Jersey Transit, or at least, at the very least, a huge, major inconvenience.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame yeah. because it does not show well for nope. Jersey. It's almost like we'd rather you stay home.
Yep. Unbelievable. You got to ask yourself, do the cons outweigh the pros in yeah. this whole matter?
There you go. You know? All right, Bob Williams. Thank you.
You got it, Bob.
Good talking to you. All right, we'll check in with you in a couple minutes on traffic, but go to njtworldcup.com and let me know, are you going to the World Cup? Do you care? I will tell you this. I went to an English League soccer match, football match in London over this holiday weekend. I had a blast. It was great. Very local, very community, and not all of the commercialized hype that we get at basketball, hockey, football, and baseball in America. It is something that I get why there are so many soccer fans growing. But again, we have basically Americanized it and we wrecked it. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Are you going to any World Cup game? 646. Fast traffic against the weather next.
Windows down, opinions up. New Jersey's talking all day. Call 1-800-283-1015 to join the conversation. New Jersey 101.5.
Hello. 6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-1015. So I was just talking offline with the guys about... so many of our friends, like I'm 57 now and I have no plans to retire. That's a joke around the Spadia family dinner table and holiday table when everybody's together that dad will unlikely ever actually retire, which is probably accurate. I mean, I'm launching almost restarting a career now with television here at 57 and I love it. I love the idea of always having that focus in the morning and even now that I'm working 7 days. But that said, the question is, Jill has a friend and who is thinking about retiring but does not want to leave her house. And I get that. You know, we've got a house where it's big enough for the kids to come home for the holidays and we host Thanksgiving and that's great. But I have to say, in 5 years, in 10 years, I don't know what my taxes are going to look like in that amount of time. Will we be able to afford it? I can tell you this. I couldn't buy my house today. I've been priced out of my own house because the value has gone up so much. Now, that's a positive if you're selling. It's awful when you're staying and paying taxes. And I told you this before. It's one of the reasons why I took that 7 month income punch in the face to run for governor, because I think instead of just talking about it, you got to do something about it. Now, I was unable to get over the finish line there, but I also know that we got something started in a very positive way. There are a ton of really quality candidates out there that are saying, hey, we need to fight like hell to get New Jersey back on track. Because, guys, right now it's not sustainable. What's happening now is just a steady decline because the debt is too high, the cost of living is too high, the cost of insurance is too high, the cost of energy is too high. We don't have the infrastructure that can sustain, you know, a million illegals. You've got politicians that would rather go and fight with ICE agents like Andy Kim and Mikey Sherrill and some of these idiot members of Congress. You know, instead of fighting for you. Now we're gonna have, listen, did you hear what the governor did with the AI data center? Oh, okay, don't worry, you can all be here. Take the land, take the money. Ah, we're not gonna question the weird hum that's giving us all headaches. That's fine. Just publish a report twice a year and tell us how much water and energy you're using. What a scam. Tells me that she's got donors who are like, hey, lighten up on the AI data centers. Meanwhile, regular people like us are saying, get this crap out of my neighborhood. I don't want this. It's not creating jobs for me and my friends. What are you talking about? All you're doing is spiking my cost, lowering my property value. And for what? For what? So politically connected rich guys can get richer? Come on. We shouldn't have any of these data centers in Jersey, period. We shouldn't have as many warehouses as we have. Why are we not? That's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be talking about raising taxes on things like that in order to drive it to other states. There's a million things that we could do, but it all starts with local candidates. So on the other side of the 7 o'clock news, if you are running for local office, if you are running for Board of Education, if you're running for council or mayor, and you're fighting the fight, let's give you the plug in the promo, 1-800-283-101.5. And by the way, not out of the blue, early voting has started. The election is on Tuesday, June 2nd. That is this Tuesday. And there are a lot of big fights coming up across Somerset County, Morris County, Monmouth County. And the old guard Republicans are hanging on for dear life in some of these towns. And you got a lot of upstarts that are saying, you know what? We're tired of taking this crap from these insiders. We're going to solve the problem ourselves. And that's the first step to fixing this state. Outsiders who run businesses, who teach, who have served in law enforcement to say, we've had enough. We're going to fight back. So if you're one of those candidates, let's give you a plug. 1-800-283-101.5, 657. Eric Scott with the news next.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
.709 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So you may not know, but there's an election coming up on Tuesday. Early voting started. Just on a side note, not only did I vote by mail, which I do every year and I've been doing since absentee ballots from 10, 15 years ago, but I, of course, got sample ballots in the mail in case I wanted to also vote on Election Day, I guess. That's nice, nice spending of government money. Boy, you think they could clear that up? One little thing. That's all. All right. You running for office? Let's check in with Mark Suparowski in Middletown, running for town council. What's going on, Mark? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. 5 days to Election Day, and it's been exciting out there getting to knock on doors and talk to everybody and kind of just feel where everybody is in town with what they're looking for. Because nobody's ever run in the primary other than the township establishment candidates before, not in at least the last 20 years here in Middletown.
It's super exciting that you decided to take on this challenge. Now you're running for a council seat, and how many people are vying for how many seats?
So there's two seats open and there are three people running. The two are backed by Monmouth County and the Middletown Republican Club, which has been interesting because when I had my petition signed, I had several county committee members signed my petition, and they got kicked out of the Republican club for signing my petition.
No kidding.
How dare you support another Republican?
Well, you know, they don't like primaries, Mark. This is the bottom line is they don't like primaries. They try to bribe and bully their way out of primaries, and that's why they apply this kind of pressure. They're going to hurt people ongoing no matter what the result is. So tell me how the race is going. What are you hearing from real people that actually vote?
So one of the topics that I brought up several years ago was that we should really consider directly electing a mayor in this town or even look at how our form of government is set up, because it was set up 55, 60 years ago as kind of a backroom government. And it stays that way. It's five members elected to a council. They pick who's going to be the mayor. They do all the appointments for everything. And if you look at the appointments, it's all the campaign donors.
Yep.
So it's a cycle. And I've seen that with the Board of Ed. I am on the Middletown Board of Ed, for better or worse. And it is a vicious cycle of make a donation, get appointed, reap the rewards. And I have no corporate donors on my donation list. It's all individuals, and I'm proud of that. It's residents of Middletown that want to see a change. And what I've also noticed is, while I've gotten attacked quite a bit from the Middletown Republican Club, actual Republicans are coming to my defense. And not only just Republicans, independents that have never voted in a primary before, that have come out and said, wow, I've never voted before, but I'm excited to see that we could potentially have some change here.
Well, you've dared to question the back room. And I think that, you know, Republicans wonder why in Florida they're now a majority, whereas in New Jersey, the gap continues and they make a couple of gains here and there. The reality is Republicans have done a horrible job over the past 30 years of appealing to independents. I mean, the best shot we had was when Chris Christie was getting reelected. There were a lot of independents that liked his style. And I remember his first run, a lot of independent voters saying, you know, this is the guy that will take on the NJEA. This is something different. But then, of course, there was no backfill. There was no building at the local level. Instead, you empowered guys like the Monmouth County Sheriff, who does nothing but bully people and strong arm and, you know, and hand select candidates. And meanwhile, you got to fight it out locally. People don't realize that when they bully local candidates and somebody locally is doing the bidding for somebody ahead of them who's a big donor, you get screwed. You're the one that pays the higher taxes for that. And that's what's happened in Republican towns across Monmouth County. It's why Monmouth County is actually losing ground instead of gaining ground. You're the best hope forward for the Republican Party, appealing to those independent folks. What's the number one and two issue that you want to accomplish?
Well, I like I said, I really think we need to look at our form of government in town. We have almost 70,000 people here. We shouldn't be having the mayor picked by a group of five. Yep. I think that's a little absurd.
Yep, I agree with that.
Also, one of the other things that Middletown has been big on, both with the township and the Board of Education, is we need to fight Trenton, which is great. I don't agree with most of what Trenton puts out. However, that has caused us to have a ton of costly lawsuits that we'll be in for years. I mean, at the Board of Education, there's some lawsuits that we're going to be in for many years. And who benefits from that but the attorneys who donated to the campaigns? And instead of fighting New Jersey all the time, let's fight for Middletown. Let's put Middletown first. Let's attack the affordable housing problem, where we keep losing builder remedy lawsuits because we need to fight Trenton. Why don't we sit down at the table and figure it out?
Yeah, I love it. Common sense and leadership. Well, I am looking forward to seeing you on Saturday, Mark. I'll be there around 3 o'clock. Looking forward to knocking on doors and meeting the folks directly. So what's the website? Where do you want people to go? I've got about 20 seconds left. Where do they go?
Yeah, go ahead. Mark Soporowski, MarkSoporowski.com. Also on my Facebook and my Instagram pages is linked on there. I have videos. I've been putting up videos every day for my campaign. You can see me, hear about me, and hear what I'm running for. And I just think it's time to put Middletown first. I am a conservative Republican looking to make a difference.
I love it. I love it. Mark, thank you. I'll see you Saturday. Good luck.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. That is Mark Soporowski. That's what we need, guys like that. That's who should be running and leading our state. All right. You got a local race. You're running. You want help? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 716 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dubinsky and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
Zero.
.723 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So we'll go to 8 o'clock, and then that's it. This is your shot to let the largest audience in the state know where you're running, what you're running for. You know, I don't expect the turnout to be north of probably 18%. It might even be less than that. It could be 15%, which is a shame. And people didn't realize. I mean, there's a Senate race. There's a United States Senate race happening. No conversation about it. You've got the World Cup coming. Very little conversation about it. You've got America's 250th birthday. And Eric Scott and I were talking earlier. Doesn't seem to be a lot of hype in the Garden State for it. And I wonder if people are just kind of tuned out to all the commercial stuff and all the hype stuff, and people are starting to just resign themselves to, hey, I don't know if we can even really make the changes we want to make, and people are making personal decisions. Now, I will tell you respectfully, I disagree with that, that if you are engaged at the local level, if you are engaged in your neighborhood, if you are engaged to fight back and show up at these meetings, you know, this affordable housing nonsense, the Mount Laurel decision should have been thrown out many, many years ago. It was a total disaster. Basically, it was a crushing blow to our suburbs, and we've never been able to figure out it. You know, New Jersey is kind of devolving slowly. It's almost like we're seeing the beach erosion happening in our state function. And it only gets better if we start to take back some of the major areas. Like Mark Soporowski running in Middletown is a real game changer. You know, if he wins, and he just has to come in first or second, right? There are two seats, three candidates. Then you've got a guy who's young. I mean, here's a guy in his 30s with a, you know, wife and a family. He owns a business. And you've got these just disgusting people who run the Monmouth County Republicans who are only running it for themselves. It's the same thing in Somerset County. Same thing. You know, they've never gotten past the bad actors, the Al Gaboras and the Donnie DeFrancescos. I mean, just gross. Like that's what the Republican Party has become. And you know, that's why independent voters don't vote Republican. Now, when I ran, I get it. I lost. But we know there were tens of thousands of people that were independents that voted in a Republican primary for the first time. So somebody had to be the pioneer. We know the pioneers don't make it, but the guys that come in after them do. And hopefully we've paved the way for a lot of these young candidates to say, I'm going to run and I'm going to appeal to those unaffiliated independent voters. All right, Joe, Carlo, and Lacey, you'll be first on the other side of the news. Everybody else, you got till 8 o'clock. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:26 is the time. Eric Scott with the news in 3 minutes. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So, we have an election coming up on Tuesday. A lot of really tight local contests marked by some who are challenging the back room and others who challenged the back room a couple of years ago running for re-election. We've got a lot of really good folks. Let's jump right in. We'll start with Joe Carlo in Lacey. What's going on, Joe Carlo? What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill. How's it going this morning? How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So we got one of our local union brothers, John Blake, running for Congress in the 4th District for New Jersey. He's a Democrat, and he's standing up for affordability and the working man. He is a Navy veteran and an IBEW electrician. And I got on the radio this morning, heard what you were talking about, and wanted to give him the plug and tell everybody to get out and vote.
So he's a Democrat, so he is running. How many people in the primary in the 4th?
Two. He's running against Rachel Pierce.
Okay. So does he have the backing of the local Democrats, or no? Is he a bit of an independent guy?
Yeah, he's definitely got our backing. And the person that he's running against is a total left-wing nut, so he's got a pretty good chance of getting in.
Yeah. So tell John to reach out to me, Joe Carlo. I mean, look, Eric and I have talked about this, that the Democratic Party is going through a wild transformation right now, and you've got the left-wing crazies and the moderate, normal Democrats who are trying to take their party back. And, you know, I think you've got a heavy, heavy lift, but normal Republicans are having the same problem fighting against what has become a cult and it is very, very difficult. So I'm interested in following John Blake, and if he's, you know, IBEW guy, then we're all with him. But have him get in touch with us, Joe. What's his website? Do you know?
His Instagram is John Blake, or Blake for Congress 2026. If you look up John David Blake on Instagram, it pops up his campaign trail.
Great.
And also, I'm sure if you just look up John Blake for Congress, there's a bunch of different websites that pop up for him.
So have I characterized it right? He's a normal Democrat running against a left-wing nut?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true.
There you go. All right, man. Joe Carlo, thank you. Appreciate the call. Have a great rest of your day. That is certainly a trend that we're seeing, that normal Democrats are saying, you know what? We got to take our party back. So it's not just a Republican fight to take the party back. Same thing happened on the Democrat side. We got to fight for normal, guys. There are more normals than crazies. It's time we wrestle control from the crazies. Let's go to Kirsten Light in Bernards Township. Good morning, Kirsten. How are you?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good. So you're one of these courageous patriots running against the establishment. You're doing great. How's the race going?
It's going well, at least on my end. I question the tactics of the candidates that I'm running against.
So
you know, they're sitting there talking about all these statewide issues and things that are totally outside of their control and not addressing anything locally. So it's baffling multiple members of the community.
How many seats are open and how many candidates?
So there's two seats open and there's just three running in the primary for Republicans, obviously, and then there's two running. It's an uncontested primary.
So you got to come in first or second, Kirsten. What's the biggest issue that you'd like to address if you are elected to Bernards Township Council?
Well, you know, that's always a tough question because the biggest issue also, you know, sits there and combines all the effects of all the other issues. So when you're looking at the overdevelopment influences, you know, the strain on our schools, our taxes, our safety. So overdevelopment, I think, is the core issue because I think it touches so many other areas that people are having problems with.
And what about, how are you dealing with infrastructure in Bernards Township? You know, that's one of the big issues that I hear. It's like that people want to focus on statewide issues and they forget about potholes and light posts and stop signs and everything else that that people need to worry about. Local safety.
Oh, God. Yeah, local safety. I mean, we've had some issues this year where we had, you know, people paving the roads and they've walked off the job. And now we're in the middle of lawsuits. So I think that there's been some vetting issues on choosing the contracts related to that. Our police department, though, is next to none. I have to give it out to our boys in blue because they're just absolutely amazing. So we do live in one of the safest communities in the country, actually. So we want to keep that up and make sure that, you know, our boys and women of the law force, sorry, I didn't mean to be sexist there with our women, our amazing women on our police department.
We understand.
So we want to keep them.
So, Kirsten, what are they throwing at you? How are your opponents? Are they fighting over local issues? Are they attacking you personally? What's happening?
Well, they're definitely not attacking me personally, but they're obsessing about the size of their signs. It's very misogynistic and gross, actually. You know, they're even the Democrats have gone attacking them about how inappropriate their comments have been related to the size of their signs. And I think every single time...
Wait. Kirsten, you can't leave it right there. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
So, you know, my opponents get these huge signs. They're like, you know, 4 feet by 6 feet.
Yeah.
And they're posting them up all over town. And I guess, you know, somebody... One of them got damaged, and to me, in the location that it was at, it looked like maybe a deer maybe ran through it. But you know, the candidates got online sitting here saying how miscreants were stifling their free speech and going off and providing police numbers. It was unhinged and crazy. And then they went out and they printed up another sign to put in front of the damaged sign that their free speech will not be impeded, and it's just unhinged.
So just
about
like
sign.
a little bit of the drama, right? A little drama to distract from real issues. Yeah, it's a shame. All right, Kirsten, got to jump.
Exactly.
How do people find you? How do they find you?
My website is lightthewaytovictory.com. You
love
can
that.
Visit me there, or I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, X. You know, the normal social media.
Love it.
Light the Way to Victory has the most information.
I love that website. I think so far you win for the most creative but easy to digest website, especially if you're driving in the car, can't write it down. LightTheWayToVictory.com. I love it. Kirsten yep. Light, go get them. Let's go
and
win
Bill,
on Tuesday.
And Bill, listen, and yeah. Tuesday, if you're available, victory party at my house.
I love that. All right. You know what? We'll see. I don't know what Jody and I have that night. The election night is typically super busy, but if we can swing by, we will definitely be there. Kirsten, thank you. Appreciate
I would love
you.
It. Thank you.
Go
have
win.
A good day.
You bet. Take care. All right. Everybody else, Bethany, Rachel, Eddie, Clint, hang in there. We'll be right back. I'll extend the candidates until 8:30 today so we get everybody in. So get in the queue, 1-800-283-101.5, because today is it, and Election Day is Tuesday. 7:46, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
From your morning coffee to your ride home, Jersey's talking. Bill Spadia, Judy and EJ, Dominski and more, Eric Scott and Trev. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
.753 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, hey, Eric Scott just wrote an article that I'm going to ask producer Thomas to alert on the app. Talking about the cost of living in New Jersey, the average family is shelling out, listen to this, $72,000 a year before even buying groceries or saving for retirement. You know what the median household income is? 2024, $104,300. So, $104,000 is your median. Your average is 143, which is 26% higher than the average in the country. But three quarters before you do anything, that's your cost of living in this state, mortgage and insurance, etc. So how do you change it? You run locally. And the only way to run locally is to start pushing back against all of these fat cats in the Republican Party and the Democratic Party that are running both sides into the ground. Now, there are some elected officials that have gotten there the right way. One of them joins me now, Rachel Rodriguez in Hopatcong. Rachel, you and Jennifer Johnson running for re-election. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Yes, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Good to hear from you. So tell us a little bit about the race. And, you know, you guys started out with your mayor, Maria Galate, that you started out as, hey, we're going to run against the old guard Republicans. And you beat them. And here you are, a new establishment of positive energy and good government.
Yes. Well, I have a plot twist for you, Bill. So in 2023, yes, we ran against the establishment. And it was a very contested election. Fast forward to today, our mayor is actually now endorsing the establishment candidates who ran against her that very year we ran the first
time. What happened?
Yes. So I'm calling it a revenge tour. But my reason and Jennifer's reason for running is because we're not scared to speak up. We're not scared to not fit somebody's mold. And I feel like the elected officials in office today, at least the ones who we deal with in our town, they're more worried about the optics rather than being actually honest and actually transparent with the residents who voted us into these spots.
But wait, Rachel, can I ask you? I mean, Marie, you and Jennifer ran together. You win.
Correct.
Now, is Marie siding with your opponents?
Yes, she has publicly endorsed them.
I am shocked to hear that and thoroughly disappointed. What happened? The power went to her head as mayor? What do you think happened?
That for sure, absolutely. But I think the second thing is our campaign literature, we spent months putting it together. We were very detail-oriented with what we wanted to say, the positive change was we were going to bring. The second we took office, you know, we had some struggles that first year. And everything that is on our campaign literature, Jennifer and I have had to fight to keep our promises to what we said we were going to do. You know, I mean, the mayor tried to remove the Memorial Day parade, one of the most patriotic events in our town. The council had to step in and say, what are you doing? We are absolutely reinstating the Memorial Day parade. Fast forward to this year, you know, we are right now, our council is looking at a 9.74% tax increase, which is absolutely burdensome to our residents. And, you know, our mayor felt it was appropriate to provide council a budget 2 days prior to us having to vote on it. And honestly, that's not responsible government. So we voted no. We will not blindly approve anything unless we have the time to go through it. And I think they don't like being uncomfortable up on that dais. We have no issues with questioning. We have no issues with pushing back because that's what our residents deserve. They deserve true, honest leadership who isn't afraid to kind of roll up their sleeves, get their hands dirty, and challenge the same old, which is what people in power now want.
I have to tell you, Rachel, when I saw your name pop up that you were on the line, I'm like, oh, probably doesn't even have an opponent this year. Just, you know, talk about the great things you've accomplished. I had no idea there was a major battle taking place. I cannot tell you how disappointed I am in Marie. You are the real deal, Rachel. Jody and I have known you now for years, and you and Jennifer, the fact that you're willing to stand up and counsel me, you know, it's interesting, Rachel. This is what becomes of the establishment. They decide once we get in, now we're the establishment. No one can question what we do. And the voters and the taxpayers lose when that happens. As Republicans, we should always be challenging one another. Like, push back. No, a 9% tax increase is not acceptable. A 6% tax increase is not acceptable. And you're right. Canceling things like the Memorial Day Parade, not acceptable. What are we doing? This is why we can't have nice things. Because the minute you get in there, people turn on you. And for the fact that you and Jennifer have a opponent and did not cave and did not sell out, whatever else you need, I am happy to help you, Rachel. So tag us in your social media posts, and I will spread the word. There are four candidates running for two slots, right?
For the GOP primary, yes, four candidates running for two spots. And I can say this, and this is our promise to whoever's listening and everybody in Hopatcon, regardless of the election results, like you've seen many years prior, in the event we happen to lose our election, we're not going anywhere. I will strongly, and Jennifer will strongly advocate from the public seating of the council chambers, because we are going to continue to make noise. We are going to continue to make sure that the residents feel like they are being heard and listened to, and they are getting the answers that they deserve. Because at the end of the day, we all love our town. We want to do a good job, but let's treat the people the way they should be.
Vote Rachel Rodriguez and Jennifer Johnson in Hopatcon. Thank you, Rachel. We'll be in touch soon. Go get them.
Yes, and Bill, really quick, can I just shout out?
I'll put you on hold real quick. 7:59, Eric Scott with the news next.
Open phones, real opinions. This is New Jersey's Conversation. Call 800-283-1015 or connect with us on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, guys, we're going to get to all of you. I ran a little long with my friend Rachel Rodriguez on the other side, but very important that you heard what happened. Here you have the Republican mayor in Hopatcon, Marie Galate, who ran. If you remember, Jody and I knocked on doors with Rachel Rodriguez, Jennifer Johnson, and Marie Galate. Here they are now, a couple years later. And Rachel Rodriguez and Jennifer Johnson are now fighting for their political life because the mayor turned on them. Classic sellout Republicans turn on the ones that actually believe that they got elected to represent the people and implement good government policies. This is why you've got to support Mark Soporowski in Middletown, Rachel Rodriguez and Jennifer Johnson in Hopatcon, and Kirsten Light in Bernards Township. And I'll go a step further. I think you got to take a long look at this John Blake guy who's run for Congress in the 4th District, even though that's Chris Smith's district, and I support Chris Smith for re-election. It's time for the Democrats to wrestle control of their party away from the radical, wacko communists who are really taking over your party. Can the Democrats return to a time of John F. Kennedy? Unlikely. But at least we know the Republicans can wrestle control from the bad backroom actors who believe that holding office is about themselves and not the voters who put them there. 8:11, fast traffic instant weather next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Arrow. 822 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in. So what are you running for? How do people find you? Election Day coming up June 2nd. That's Tuesday. Eddie and Elizabeth, good morning. What do you got for us, Eddie?
How are you?
Good.
Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Tell me.
So I normally call in for the Second Amendment stuff. You know, I have the gun school over in Bayonne. But I'm running for city council. I'm running a grassroots common sense campaign, trying to take moderate values back in our ward. I bring over 30 years experience managing complex operations and large teams. I've had multi-million dollar budgets across global organizations. I've worked on, and throughout my career, I've built bridges between teams and frontline workers and management and executives. So I think that I have a lot of what local government needs today.
So tell me about when you say bring back moderates. What do you mean by that?
So unfortunately, I'm running against someone who's been in power 13 years, someone who was appointed and ran the wave of that column voting that I so much hate. Thank God we have lines now and not just columns all the way down. I'm trying to bring back the family values to the Democrat Party.
So you're a Democrat, Eddie, and what do you think happened? I mean, I've said this, that the Democrat Party, you know, Eric and I've had this conversation on the air about how it's really devolving into two parties, the normal Democrats who kind of go back to the Kennedy days, and maybe we should say Clinton, the Clinton days, and then you've got the insane Democrats who are like abortion up to birth and trans the kids and let the illegals take our jobs. I mean, it's just madness. Defund the police. I don't know when the Democratic Party turned, but it's what's interesting to me, Eddie, is that there isn't some mass exodus in the Democrat Party going to the Republican Party, because the Republican Party is showing themselves to be just as bad. You know, you've got a MAGA cult that won't allow any questioning of President Trump. And you've got a completely upside down foreign policy, energy prices, all these things. So and then in New Jersey, you've got a back room that won't let new people come in. They don't even want you. So I applaud your efforts, Eddie, and I applaud the efforts of John Blake, who's running for Congress in the 4th, to take back your party, because I at least understand the effort. What do you think is the number one problem plaguing the Democrat Party?
So not bringing everybody to a room, right? I am a firm believer of bringing everybody in from all facets and all values and all thinking. You and I have had conversations down at the municipalities, League of Municipalities, over our current Republicans. Although I was there, I voted for you and I supported you. I think that many of many of those extreme thinkings need to go away. We need to come back in. Common sense. Yeah. Let's put it on the table. Let's talk about it. Let's vote upon it. Let's do it the way the Democratic system should be running.
Eddie, I couldn't agree with you more. I've said this. I said, you know, here I am. I've got a track record going back, you know, 20 plus years as a pro-life advocate for the unborn. And then, you know, go into a buzzsaw in the primary and get accused of being pro-abortion up to birth. I mean, the vitriol and the stupidity just knows no bounds. So you can't even get to a normal conversation. And that's part of the problem. Same thing with guns. Now, you own a training shop in Elizabeth or in Bayonne, right?
That's correct.
And, you know, it's like you either, if you're a Democrat today, you're just conditioned to hate guns. If you're a Republican, you're conditioned to love guns. Well, the answer is somewhere in between, saying, hey, you can protect the Second Amendment. You can protect the right of stand your ground and defending your home and your property. You can also say that there's a reasonable expectation that we need to do what we can to get the guns out of the hands of these convicted felons and other nefarious characters. So it's like, it's hard to have a conversation these days.
We want conversations, but yeah, we want a conversation, Eddie, on our local,
yes,
in my local ward. We need affordability. We need cleaner, right, safer streets. We need better parking solutions. We need more activities for our seniors. We need common sense, constructive, yes, activities for our youth. For the love of Jesus, we have a waterfront. We have a waterfront in Elizabeth.
I know.
Let's make it happen.
I
let's
love
make it.
It
happen.
Eddie, you sound like a normal guy. I know I've met you a few times. It's like the libertarians are having this argument now where some of the libertarian candidates, and I'm not a libertarian and I think the party's a joke, but the Libertarian Party candidates are debating whether or not heroin should be legal even to people under the age of 18 versus people saying, wait a minute, we probably, can we not go that crazy far when it comes to heroin? Like, this is the problem, and all parties are going through it right now. Normal is going to win. Eddie, what's your last name? How do they find you on the ballot?
So it's Edwin is my my name, Edwin Falcon, F-A-L-C-O-N. My Instagram is Falcon for Elizabeth. And I'm on line 2E, 2E as in Edward, in Elizabeth's first ward.
And Falcone, no E on the end, right? F-A-L-C-O-N.
No E, F-A-L-C-O-N.
I love it. Eddie Falcone, go get him. Go win, Eddie.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, man. Talk soon. Take care. Bye. Yeah, everybody else, hang in there. Bethany, Eric, we will get to all of you. 828. Eric Scott with the news now. Eight 38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. So we alerted, if you're on the app, Eric Scott's article about the cost of living. Eric, I'm glad you included in there the median income of $104,000.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. So $104,000 in income. And on average, from what you have researched, 72,000 out the door. And what I notice is that's before you pay your income taxes.
Oh, it's before
federal income taxes. So, yep. So let's take the average household income in estimated in 2026 in New Jersey, 143,000. Mm-hmm. That's 26% higher than the average across the U.S. So if you're making 140 grand a year, your take home is probably somewhere around, after federal and state income tax, with the withholding, 110, 108,
around
maybe?
Around that, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So right around this. So figure your take home is 108. Now take out $72,000 in your household expenses, and you're left with about $25,000.
Yeah, and we're talking about your basic expenses. So I looked at average mortgage payment, property taxes, car payment, utility bills, health insurance, auto insurance, gasoline.
Yeah.
That's about $6,000 a month. That's about
Homeowners insurance in there? Did you include that in the mortgage payment?
I included that in the mortgage payment. So okay. Your average principal interest homeowners insurance is about $2,900 a month in New Jersey. That's the average. And then another $875 a month in property taxes, because your average property tax now is $10,500.
Yeah.
You know, so
and that's the average. So if you live in an area where you are, I said this morning, I've been priced out of my own home.
Yes.
I couldn't buy my home today.
No, I couldn't buy mine either.
Think about that. Right. So, and we are relatively successful media personalities, and I could literally, so what that means is my property taxes are going up every single year.
Yes.
So that number, it's low.
It's low. But, and this is, I did this in part to illustrate what you and I have talked about. I mean, New Jersey consistently has among the highest, if not the highest, median income in the nation. But we have the least amount of disposable income.
Right.
So that means, and when I started putting the numbers together, I was just blown away that it's $72,000 a year before you've bought groceries, clothing, school supplies, childcare, entertainment, emergency savings, retirement planning. So that's 72 grand out the door.
Right.
Before you've done it, before you can eat.
So if before you eat, you're left with about $2,000. So your grocery bill, figure you've got kids. Let's say your grocery bill is $300 a week.
Yeah.
Of that $2,000, now you're left with $800.
Right.
So I got $800 now a month to spend. I have not gone to the movies. I have not paid for the kids' sports. Now add in some towns charging $100 per kid. So I've got two kids.
Yeah.
Now another $200 on top of that. I'm down to $600. And then you say, oh, well, we want to buy Christmas gifts this month. Forget it.
Yeah.
This is the problem. And this is, you know, and it's interesting. And it kind of led to my conversation this morning, Eric. And I thought you would appreciate this, that today, it's something different. And I think because of everything I learned running for statewide office and going through this, that there are many, many Democrats who are also looking for a solution the way I am as a Republican. And they're looking at their party and saying, you know, you guys are out getting involved in a tear gas fight with ICE, but you're not addressing my concerns. This caller, Eddie Falcone in Elizabeth, is running for council. Now, he voted for me in the primary, so I imagine he must have switched. Like, we figure thousands and thousands of people went from Democrat to Republican to vote for me in the primary. Not enough to win, obviously. But it was telling, because now he's running as a Democrat in Elizabeth. And he's like, I want to talk about parking and potholes. I don't want to talk about ICE. I don't want to. We need to get out from all the vitriol and the craziness. Then you've got, you'll love this, in Hopatcong. I had my friend Rachel Rodriguez on the line. So I'm looking at the queue, and I'm like, oh, Rachel's calling. Great, I haven't talked to her in a while. I'm sure she's calling just to remind everybody, hey, we're up for re-election this year.
Yeah.
I thought she was on a post. Turns out the mayor, who Jody and I knocked on doors to help in Hopatcong, turned on her friends, became a part of the establishment, and is now pissed off at Rachel Rodriguez and Jennifer Johnson because they dared to vote against a Republican tax increase.
Oh, boy.
But these are the things. This is why we can't have nice things. Now they're fighting for their political life. I hope they win. I'm going to help them. But wow.
This but you mentioned the Democratic candidate, right? And this is what you and I have talked about, is that your two main parties in New Jersey right now are not Democrat and Republican.
Right.
It's Reagan Democrat, Steve Sweeney Democrat, and Socialist.
Yeah, and I said it's actually a throwback to Kennedy. Maybe Clinton is a better example, when Democrats were normal and it was just we argued over spending.
Well, debate is healthy. Debate is good. You know, you want to have debate over policy, but you're coming from a position of such vitriol and hate, especially on the socialist side. I mean, look, when you look at the numbers of that article, and you talked about it too, when you're talking, and you're counting down, you got $600 that has to get you through the month. Do you really care that Mikey Sherrill is protesting ICE in Newark? Or would you rather have her in Trenton doing what she said she was going to do, which is be the affordability governor?
That's it. And that's why local matters. The same thing is going on in Middletown. Middletown, you've got these backroom, morally bankrupt guys from the sheriff on down, and they've basically been manipulating Middletown government for more than a decade. So the council of five people picks the mayor. So the power then is concentrated to a few people. You know as well as I do, turnout in those elections is less than 20%, sometimes less than 10.
Yep.
So a tiny group of people are picking. So Mark Soborowski, who is a business guy, who, by the way, they've gone after hard. They all, interestingly enough, a day after he was on my show, the inspector showed up to go and decide whether or not his business was running right.
Well,
I mean,
that must be coincidence.
How about it? Must be coincidence. Funny how coincidental things are related to this radio broadcast. But anyway, of course, he passed with flying colors because he's a great business owner. But here he is, a guy not political. He's on the school board, ran for the school board because he has kids.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want to have a say. And he's like, why aren't we talking about solving problems locally? It shouldn't even really be partisan. But to your point, it's the socialists are running this state. Then you've got the moderate Kennedy Clinton Democrats who are trying to make a comeback. And then in third place are the Republicans. Yeah. I think we're going to see a time, Eric, where Republicans will be coming in third in statewide elections because these moderate Democrats may decide it's smarter to run as independents.
And you have a handful of them in the legislature right now. And you and I have talked about some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're holding on for dear life because the radical socialists and even your Democratic leadership. I mean, you look in the Assembly and the Senate. You look at Scutari and Coughlin.
It's just corrupt. It's corrupt.
They don't want any independent voices in their caucus. None.
But this is my advice to the Republicans is stop acting like these backroom Democrats and slamming down opposition because you guys are a joke. You don't have the power to do that. So you're shutting down debate and your share of the pie is shrinking to nothing. So I think it's going to happen soon. I think you're going to get a moderate Democrat running as an independent statewide, and that's going to really upset the apple cart. And, you know, we'll see where that goes. All right, stay in the queue if you're a local candidate and want to plug. Eric, you'll be first. 8:47. Traffic and weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
Arrow.
8:54 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Good morning. Hey, I appreciate all the local flavor today and the candidates. It was nice to have elections, and we don't have to talk about whether or not you support Trump or not. This was a nice break. Here's the thing: we are running up against a bit of a clock issue because, well, we talked a lot. So, Eric Rhodes, I want to give you a plug. You're running for Reddington Township Committee, but I'm going to give you a minute on the other side of the news because it's 8:54, and I've got the news coming up in 5 minutes with Jen Ursillo.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Eric, hang in there. I'm going to get to you. I just got to solve a problem internally first. Jen Ursillo, you're not on camera.
I don't understand.
We've spent a lot of time. You know, Sergio has come in early now, 3 days in a row.
How much further can I go over?
I don't know. I still don't see. I see your arm. You just point.
You got to move to the left.
You got to keep going.
My left or your left?
Your elbow now. That's it. So we are on YouTube.
Closer to Jill.
Go to YouTube.com.
I have to be able to hit audio.
You got to move closer to Jill.
How much further can I go? Can
you move the mic?
Oh, there you go. Now, I don't understand. Where does Eric sit? Maybe he's just got a bigger head. Do you think that's it, Jill?
I'm trying to.
Eric Scott has a bigger head.
No comment.
But yeah, Bill, maybe that's if it. I move, hold on, I'm going to move.
I'm not talking about ego. I'm talking about head size. Anyway,
all right, well, you know that could have gone either way. But if I move here,
now you're in the middle. Now
yes,
it looks ridiculous.
How am I supposed to hit
stop
audio?
Right there? Right there. Right
that's
there.
Ridiculous.
Bill, I can't sit here if I have to hit audio from over there. My arm doesn't stretch that long.
I feel like maybe, did we move the camera somehow?
Well,
do you think Eric moved it on his way out?
He probably
did. So you'd be
did.
Blocked. Maybe
yes.
That was it.
Ooh, the camera's,
maybe that's
I
it.
Don't want her
guys,
video.
The camera's up there.
Do you remember the days we used to come in, there were t-shirts over the camera? Someone
yes.
used to hide it? Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, Jen, I don't want you to not be able to do your job, but the good people of the YouTube universe.
Okay, well, this is what I look like.
Are
say hi.
Watching this show and they're commenting on it.
Oh.
And then we can't see you.
Yeah. Oh.
So you're too far now. That's too much. That's too much. You got to go back the other way where you can hit the buttons.
Well, that's back here. So I don't know.
So
what
go
Eric
to
does.
Where you have to reach a little bit to, like that.
You got to tell
Jen,
them what you said when I suggested
Jill,
we
I don't
move
know
it to the left.
I feel like I'm trying to make this work.
I'm trying to get over here. Okay. I can do that.
I'm okay now.
It's a good thing you don't work in television.
It is a good thing. Look, that's why they don't let me touch the buttons. Here or Newsmax.
I don't know if I'm on, but there we are.
All right. No, you are now.
Oh,
now
I
you're
am?
Good. All
okay.
right. So go to YouTube.com and check out our behind-the-scenes studio.
It's riveting.
Yes, it is. And it just went to commercial. My YouTube just went to commercial.
Why?
I'm
you got to click commercial. Skip.
I don't understand. That happens randomly?
Yeah.
All right. So don't get aggravated and turn it off when it goes to some commercial. There are different commercials on YouTube than there are in the air.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
I'm glad we solved that.
Now it's solved.
Sort of.
Let's go to Eric Rhodes in Reddington. What's going on, Eric? So you're running for office.
Sure, Ann. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you taking the time
to
address some of these local elections. I am, and my running mate, Mr. Trevor Izzo, are running for Reddington Township Committee. We're the endorsed Republican slate by both Hunterdon and Reddington GOP, which is great. And we do have a contested election this election cycle, so we're encouraging everyone to get out and vote. Reddington has been in a challenging position for a handful of election cycles, and we're just at a place where we can hopefully turn the tide and get away from some of the old political insiders. Myself and Trevor are just small business guys, right? Political outsiders completely.
Let me ask you this, Eric. So you got the endorsement of Hunterdon and Reddington. I ask this with all respect, but how does it make you the outsider? Are you running, are the guys running against you trying to get back in?
That's correct. So
okay.
Exactly. It's a funny sentiment. So, the two seats that are up for election, the incumbents are not rerunning. They've just installed their kind of new candidates in an effort to put a new face on the same old antics. So, the Republican Party kind of sees that. And as I'm political outsider, never ran for elected office prior. And we came in and kind of made our pitch to the GOP. And they really saw, you know, what the good intentions were and decided that, you know, we were the best fit for the
community.
Well,
you've summed it up, Eric. You sought out their support. They did not select you in the back. And that, it makes all the difference. And this is the problem. This is why the Republican Party is in such severe decline in this state, that we have too many of the backroom guys deciding that they know better than the voters. So they bully out everybody else. They make sure the donor class gets behind their selected guys. And quite honestly, they still raise the money. They don't care if they lose in the general. And that's a huge problem. I mean, Hunterdon is a challenge, because same thing going on in places like Sussex, where you've had this established mentality that the Republicans can never lose. Well, they can. Right. And they do. And, you know, that's a problem. So what's your number one issue in Reddington? Is it keeping things the same? Is it fighting against affordable housing, lowering taxes? What is it?
Yeah, well, the affordable housing ties directly into the lower taxes. Those are the big two things that are hitting us this election cycle. You know, I think the biggest challenge that Reddington has is that old guard has always looked out for their best interest versus looking out for kind of the broader community. And I say this all the time, as a small business guy, it's so hard. All you have is your word and your integrity, and you say what you mean and mean what you say. And the outcome dictates, right, whether or not you're a winner or a loser. Mm-hmm. And the application of those principles to local government, you know, it's so simple and common sense based, but yet that's never the case. So we have some affordable housing challenges that we're trying to mitigate right now. You know, we got some good plans in place to be able to do that by way of some age restricted options that reduce the burden on the school system for decades to come, this will have an impact. Moreover, as you well know, you know, these pilot programs and, you know, 100% affordable housing complexes are just baked into the burden to the taxpayer. So we have alternatives to that we're looking to put forth, and I think it'll be a good solution for an unfortunate mandate, which is
it's a shame we didn't have a New Jersey Republican Party when they had all the opportunity in the 1990s to reverse it. And didn't do it. They could have passed new laws. Yeah. Affordable housing has a definition. It's called the city. And we let our cities go into such severe decline that now to enforce the rules, you've got to crush into our suburbs. And it's going to take a beautiful place like Hunterdon County. Henry Cool, the old chair, used to call it God's country. And he's right.
Yeah.
Hunterdon's a beautiful county. Wow, I love it.
We're trying to keep it that way best we can. It's a difficult task, but we're certainly on the pursuit of it.
Good. Well, look, if you want to tag me on social media, I'm happy to share your stuff online. And good luck on Tuesday. And we'll
That would be
All right. Yeah, do it.
Yep, just that would be amazing. Yep. Izzo and Rhodes for Reddington on Facebook, and we'll connect. Thanks,
good.
Sir.
Sounds good, Eric. Go get him. Thank you.
Well. Take care. Bye-bye.
So that, you know, that's it, guys, right? You get a guy that he's never run for office before. He and his running mate, Trevor, have said, we're just going to step up and do something right in our town. And you don't have to be resigned to the fact that things are bad. And so don't ever take it the wrong way when I talk about the challenges we have. I talk about it to hopefully invoke some emotion to do something about it. And the only way we can do something about it is if good people at the local level decide to rise up and challenge the establishment and the authorities, whether they're Democrats or Republicans. And I'll be interested to see what happens in this 4th congressional district, because it is possible by the end of the decade that district will be gone and New Jersey will effectively have one Republican House seat. And it's a shame. But part of it is happening because the Republicans have allowed this to happen over 30 years. And it's going to be a hard way back. But I think the Republicans should be concerned right now that if the Democratic Party splits and you get a solid, moderate, independent who's got some conservative values and appeals to conservatives who are sick and tired of the back room, too, you could have a real powerhouse as an independent candidate running for statewide office. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 916 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
924 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Hey, I want to thank Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Dan, thank you for reacting so professionally and quickly to the deep breathing exercises that
I give you
place.
Your yoga cast.
Yes.
And what I love about this is now I don't just sound crazy, but anyone watching live on YouTube knows exactly why I said that. Because, you know, I said breathe deep, and here the two of you are doing
yoga crap while I'm doing deep breathing,
the forecast,
which starts
over here.
Our hot yeah. yoga class.
What's it called again? What?
Pranayama, deep breathing. Good for the heart, the soul, the lungs, respiratory system.
Wow, I did pranayama today.
I didn't. And you feel great.
And I feel great.
You did. You cracked your neck.
I did.
Because your neck goes all the way back. You're pushing your neck back as you're inhaling through the nose.
Careful, don't
But you're
it.
Opening your airwaves, so it's not just a nasal inhale. It's a full-throated inhale using your nose as a passageway.
Right, so you kind of put your hands together, not like praying position
right.
or whatever.
And you press against your chin. And you breathe in, raising your arms. The goal is to have a minimum a 6-second inhale.
And so again, you can get to about 6 to 10 seconds. Search for New Jersey 101.5 to see live what these two lunatics are doing.
Oh, I can demonstrate the pranayama. Here we go.
Lunatics. It's not lunatic yoga. It's pranayama.
Oh, yeah, that. Sorry, a mispronunciation.
Did you ever hear Spadia so quiet
That's
in all
it.
Your life?
That's it. That's a I can do about a 10 or 11 second inhale.
Good.
Which is good.
That is good.
Yeah. Well, breathing is key to so many things.
Oh,
so there's absolutely. A place in California, hasn't come here yet. It's called Breathe Degrees. And you start with an hour breathing class. It's pretty amazing. You you have your eyes closed. You see mm-hmm. colors. Like, it's really wild. So you do this breathing. And then you go 20 minutes in the sauna.
Okay.
No, I'm telling you, you see colors. It's wild. Right. It's a breathing class. If people have done this, I want you to call me, 1-800-283-101.5, okay. because breathing classes, all the stress and anxiety people mm-hmm. have, take a breathing class. You will feel completely different at the end of that hour. But then I do it.
But then you go into a sauna?
So Michael and Jody will go into the cold plunge first.
Mm-hmm.
I do the sauna first because I like to end with the cold plunge because then I'm done sweating and it just kind of, you feel ready to go.
So you're a cold front kind of guy. You go from hot to cold.
I go from hot to cold. I'm a cold front guy. Yeah, thank you, Dan. Meteorology humor is very good.
I know.
It's
got it
very
going on
good.
Today.
He's got something for everything.
Yeah.
I see Dan on the camera.
Wow.
I didn't see Jen. You're sitting in the right spot.
Maybe Jen is a vampire.
Oh,
and she doesn't
you know,
up.
I never thought of that. I never thought of that. So
right?
Breathe Degrees, the whole point is it's a cleansing. So you do your breath, then you sweat it all out at 180 degrees mm-hmm. in the sauna, and then the cold plunge you do at a
180 degrees?
Oh, it feels great.
Yeah, it really does.
Now, 180? That I admit, it does.
Yeah, now hot yoga mm-hmm. is 110. And
wait,
180 degrees.
Water boils at 212.
212, right? Yes. It's hot.
Yeah.
You're sweating within, I would say it takes like 4 minutes for your body to say, whoa, what are we doing here?
Are you talking hot yoga or no, you're talking
the sauna.
Yeah.
After the breathing. So Breathe Degrees is breathing, sauna, cold plunge. And it's about an hour and a half that it's fantastic.
Love it. You know,
go ahead.
The only problem with that, I used to take a class like that at night.
Yeah.
Wide awake afterwards. And I finally asked instructor, I was like, what is going on? He was like, well, that's like equivalent to 8 hours of sleep, of good sleep.
Yes. It your body resets. Yeah, the 180 mm-hmm. degrees, Dan, is not over yet.
All I can think about is the time that you did hot yoga and completely threw out your back. Yeah.
Well, yes, but my back problem started with getting in and out of the car.
And
that was when I first threw it out. I've actually now used hot yoga to heal my back. I would now not have done the surgery. I learned.
Okay.
But I did. You're right, though. I did it twice. I threw my back out because I am competitive and I'm an idiot. And even though Jody would say, don't do that, I would then do it more. And hence the injuries. All self-inflicted, Dan. But yes, 928. Jen Ursula with your news now. 938 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. It'll 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Jen Ursula, we now see you full in the camera. So that's the spot.
Hold on. I got to stretch
Jill,
to get my mic
on.
I'm here. I'm in.
Right? So she's in.
I don't understand it, but all right.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's a camera.
I pulled the muscle.
It has boundaries.
I pulled the muscle leaning over to turn my mic on.
So we were talking about the breathe. Have you done? We're talking about the breathing with Dan. I think you would do it, though.
Breathing.
The breathing techniques from this. It's a company called Breathe Degrees.
Okay.
Which I'd like to bring to New Jersey.
Like, so you get your degree in breathing?
Kind of like that, but in an hour.
Why would I benefit?
So that, well, anyone would.
Oh, like, I think specifically. Anyone. Okay.
Yeah, well, you're crazy, and you could it would relax you a little bit.
There are times where I would like to give her a breathing. Yeah.
I clearly benefit from the breathing because I am also crazy, which is why
You'd
I do the hour yoga.
Yeah.
So yoga combines breathing with the stretching in the hot room.
Yeah.
But this company, there's only two of them, I think, right now.
Love it. So bring
it
here.
And it opened in San Diego. It's called Breathe Degrees. So it's a cold plunge, hot sauna. So the sauna is 180 degrees.
Like that.
The cold plunge is like 42 degrees. It's cold. And then you go and you sign up for the class, and you're lying down and you're breathing for, I don't know, 50 minutes, an hour. It's wild.
Mm.
It's wild. Goes fast.
Yeah. And shock the system.
But part of it is holding your breath. And all of a sudden you realize you can hold, like Jody can hold her breath for like 3 minutes or something.
All right.
Like,
I'm not going, that's not.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, calm down. Play those games.
Yeah. No, but you do it at the end of the class. Yeah. Like it starts at like 40 seconds, minute and a half. And you don't have to go with the class. You can get out anytime you want. See, you want to just relax and breathe. Anyway, super, super good for your health.
I want to ask you something. What is the purpose of hot to cold, the plunge to the sauna?
Great question. I don't know. They say the contrast is very good, but you've got to be careful. They rather you go from cold to hot, but I don't like to end on the hot because if I end on the cold, then I can dry off and get in the car. If I end on the hot, it takes me like 10 minutes to stop sweating. So it takes longer. But the benefit is your system, your body is designed to deal with the extremes.
Shock?
You've heard of Wim Hof. If you haven't, Wim Hof was, this is a guy that like hikes snow-covered mountains in shorts. He was the original cold plunge guy. And the reason is you go back hundreds of years, thousands of years, your body can actually warm itself up in a cold climate. And you can cool yourself down in a hot climate.
I wonder if that explains when you see some of these people walking around like in January, February, in like 2 degrees, and they're wearing shorts. My kid was doing
My son was like that.
Yes.
Oh, I always was like, you know me, I'm in shorts.
And I'm thinking crazy, but maybe this has got something to do with that.
Well, the point is we don't treat our bodies in a way that allows us to experience our full potential. We actually should be pushing to the limit. Your body should be forced to cool off, warm up. Like you, that's why I love the cold plunge. My record was, I think I did 11 minutes or 12 minutes.
So I did one on a yoga retreat. Well, I did not do one on a yoga retreat. It was a yoga hiking retreat.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And we were up at Lake George. So
Lake George is gorgeous.
One of my steepest hikes I've ever done in my life. I could not, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this word on the air, but
I
could not dip the
the parts? No nipples under the water. Is that what you said?
So
I think they
came
can say
up
that.
With this expression we're talking, on the weekend. I was like, I can't dip the nips. I can't. I could not because
it's just too cold.
What is it with that? Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be honest.
This took a turn, man.
I'm digesting this conversation. I'm really not sure how to react.
Did you dip the nips?
Yeah, I go up to my neck.
Yeah, but guys have to worry about the other way. Shrinkage.
No, it's not about that. It's just
it's cold. Your whole body goes.
More shock.
Here's the thing.
And believe me, I had a bathing suit on, by the way. Hello. I had a bathing suit on.
Well, I didn't think you did, Jill, but thank God.
I still could not get in past.
But you went into the cold plunge or you went into the lake?
I went into the cold plunge. We had
all right. So Michael and Jody would cold plunge in Vermont in the winter. Like there was a local lake by our house, and they would like just go in. I did not ask her that question. I will now ask that question if she's listening.
Did you dip the nips?
I would imagine it's any part of your body that is sensitive.
Yeah,
I think you're going to feel it.
Yeah,
but for me, the hardest part, my ankles.
Your ankles?
My ankles hurt in the cold.
This shocks you that it's something completely different than what we would think.
My ankles, I feel it, and that it's to the point where it's so intense that sometimes getting out, I'm wobbly getting out of the cold plunge. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever
but anything, it's good for you. So the cold is good for inflammation. If you're somebody that your ankles swell when you fly, Yeah. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, yeah. Some people, yeah.
You will love the cold plunge. And the sweating is just like, what's that?
How often do you do it?
Well, when we're in San Diego, we try to do it twice a week,
but
once
a week. If you're here, like if you were going to go do that, how often should
you do it? I have one in my yard. Now, I've got like lowbrow one. It's literally what you would put water in for your livestock. And I just fill it. And friends of ours have the fancy one. I just fill it with water and put ice in it.
You got the poor man's plunge.
I got the poor man's plunge.
You're like in a garbage can.
Basically, I'm plunging in a garbage can. But it's but look, you can buy one for like $50 and you put a cover on it and that's it.
Yeah, they bought on the retreat. It was a portable one. So
of course, I can move it around the yard if I need to.
Can we bring it in? We should do it. We should all come in bathing suits.
Well, all right. So my friend Pat has a cold plunge challenge.
We could do it outside
for a charity that he's raising money for. So I don't know if the link is up. But we're posting videos of doing the cold plunge.
Now, do they change the water? Because I always wondered with the flotation tanks and the cold, like, you've got people going in and out and their body.
It's all filtered like a pool. At breathe degrees, it's done like you're any hot tub or it's all filtration. The water's crystal clear, no smell. It's perfect.
Right. Okay.
I don't change the water in our cold plunge. Mainly because not everybody's lining up to use it, but it's just a thing I pour in. There's a cleaner that keeps it. I service it like every week. You put a little. Is there
a lid on it? Right.
Yeah. There's a cover.
Because with your luck, you'd end up with a possum.
Oh, there's no question. There's a whole story about my having to remove the cover. Anyway, more on that later. It's 9:45. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning and goodbye. I am Bill Spady. Got to get out of here. So, producer Thomas, we got a call. Someone not happy about the last conversation.
Yes, our friend John called in from the great place of Burlington,
saying
that he's not listening to the Kelly Clarkson show and to stop talking about yoga.
Doesn't like the yoga talk.
Yeah,
huh?
I guess not.
I thought it was Frank. Another one?
I believe it was Frank. Frank, John, Frank. You know.
The haters all mixed. Now, but he didn't want to come on the air and say that.
No, he did not.
But what about yoga does he not like? Do we know?
I don't know. He didn't like you talking about yoga.
So, Frank, I think you need to call back and be on the air and be a little more clear about which part you don't like. Is it the conversation? Like, I think I could see. I mean, I'm looking at the app chat here. Not the app chat, but the live chat on YouTube. This may not surprise you. But the term "dip the nips" is trending now.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It'll be number one on X today.
That is now trending on
Now it's just all politics now because Frank won.
So Frank would rather talk about politics.
Yeah. So tomorrow from 6 to 10, we are only talking about politics. Right. Nothing else.
I felt like I got enough in today about the politics.
Yeah, you extended
and we extended it right to help out our local candidates. Yeah. By the way, on that, producer Thomas, I sent you an article to post about the four races to watch. Frank in Burlington is calling back. Let's see if we can put him on. Let's see if Kyle can grab that. Kathy, just grab him. Yeah. All right, let's go, Frank. What do you got for us? Oh, wait, hold on. He's not
Kyle's
alive yet.
Got it. Kyle, put him on hold. Okay.
All right, Frank. Thank you for calling back. Yeah, so what was your issue?
How much more do I got to hear about your yoga? You go here, you go there, you dig it in. Asobuco, Jody told me this. You're supposed to be like Jim Gearhart, talking about how bad Jersey is and how we're going to turn it around. We got a half an hour. It sounds like the Kelly Clarkson show. Dude, all the blue-collar guys that like you are turning against you. I mean, really? Enough, man.
I think the blue-collar guys are normal guys. I think they want to hear a little bit about breathing and yoga and... it's sweating out all the toxins, no?
You're right, but how about how bad the state is? All you talk about is how much you go out to eat, what you did this, how Jody had to do this for you. You're a Marine, for Christ's sake.
Now, let me just ask you, Frank, in all seriousness, and listen, this is also therapy. Yoga is therapy. The radio show is a little therapy, so I hope you feel better. I appreciate it, but did you not hear the first 2 hours of the show today?
No, Bill, I haven't been listening because...
That's a problem.
I do tend to listen to Jim Gearhart. You go on and on about the same crap. I lost three friends that moved out of New Jersey. And like my buddy says, what's he digging in with? a $50 dinner of ossobuco. I mean, it's the same stuff.
I do love ossobuco,
over, man.
Let me tell you, ossobuco. I mean, oh yeah, my God.
I'm Italian American. I grew up in North New Jersey. I know what it is, and it's expensive. People want to hear like you do, and you're knocking on the governor. You should have had Murphy climbing out of that mansion and jumping off the roof by now. Jim Girard would have had him. No, we ought to hear about you going here. You going there.
All right. Look, Frank, I appreciate it. All right, well, do me a favor. Tune in to what time are you tuning in tomorrow?
I listen to Jen's News and
all right.
What's his name?
I will keep you in mind.
I can't handle you no more. I've been listening to 1010.
All right. No. Don't do that. Come on. You tune in tomorrow at 8:30 and you will hear. I'm telling you something. You will be happy and surprised. A little bit of yoga, maybe.
No, I'm not happy. You get 10 minutes.
All right. Yeah, but look. Hey, look, Frank. I got to go. I got to go. It's time. 9:55. That's the end of the show. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.